The Mishnah says, I really want to bring out one akuda, bring it out a few different ways. Probably something that came up, but it's one main nekuda. Anche chotzer sheshachach echad mehem v'lo irev. So one person didn't do erev. Beisay asim alachnasim lahaytzi loy v'lohem. So his bias is also lahachnas loytzi loy v'lohem. And the Gemara is Mavayas because he wasn't Mavat Rosh's Beisai, unlike the Stam Mishnah from before in Chav Gimel, where it says that they are allowed to be Moitzimi Beisai, and the Gemara is Mukim that according to Blaza that says that Mavat of Chatzer Stam is Mavat Rosh's Beisai, but here we're going that you're not Mavat Rosh's Beisai, and if you're not Mavat Rosh's Beisai, so Mamela also lacks. No one is allowed to be machnas v'loitzi from over there. So, the Gemara says, "Lemaisa, why is it mutter? Why now? Why is it mutter for him to be yemoitzi from their bias?" So, on that, the Gemara explains that the reason he's allowed to be moitzi from their bias is my time with Avrei Reach Legabai. Rashi explains. That what's this het of why is it Rashi doesn't in the Rashi so Rashi says the reason you need to come on to the Shema Yireach is because otherwise it would be Mahadar Mishka Rashusa, otherwise it would look like he's being chayzer from the Bittel. If he's been utilizing the Chatzar to be Moitzi Mi Bayis L'Chatzar, then it looks like it'll be a tzad if it wasn't a Reach that he's being Mishtamish in his own Zchus in the Chatzar. And then it would look like he's being Mishkal or Shusa. Mashmon Areach is that he's being Mishtamish and the Shusa the Baal Bais in the Chatzah. Vimele, it's not Chozer. So who had it in the safe of the Mishnah? When the Rabbah were Mavatal to the Yachid, and there, when the Rabbah Mavatal to the Yachid, they're not allowed to be Moitzi from his bias. And then the Gemara says, why? It's because he's not a Reach. So Rashi says, the flip side of that. Why? If he's not a Reach, what's the problem? If they're not Urchin by him, what's the problem? So Zakt Rashi, hey, not sure. I feel me baser the chotzer, the kivan, the mishtamshi bechotzer. Avagav the lav mi bias did who mapki. They're not being moitzi me from their bias. Havel mishkol reshusa. They are being choizer on their bittel. They're taking back their reshusa. Chamishul gabechad lo damel archem. The Rashba in the Ritva explained this halacha of Chamisha, it's Echad, they're not Urchim, and therefore they're also, because they're not Urchim, to take out from his bias to the Chatzar. They ask that according to Rashi's Tam, it should come out that after, if they're Machzik in the Bittel, that you can't be Chayzer on the Bittel. After they're Machzik in the Bittel, it should come out that according to Rashi, it's Mutter, and the Mishnah is a little bit Chasser. So they want to say a reason that would apply even after he would be Machzik in their Bittel. And the reason is, let's see, Lashon Rashi was more clear. And then down here also. I feel the rabbi Magabi Yochid lehava Archim, I feel Lacha Shehech Zeku Bachotzer. The Loki Moitzin, Mershusa Shel Yochid, Lachatzer Shel Yochidim. Eloki Moitzin, Mershusa Shel Oisa Yochid, Lashusa Meshutefis Lahan. But they're not going to take it back. But Al Kaponim, it's not taking back their bittel, but it'll be also even after Hechzik. So Zok the Rashba and the Ritva that when they're being mishtamish in the Chotzer, if they're not Urchim, then when they're being mishtamish in the Chotzer from his bias, they're being mishtamish in their eigen aschus in the Chotzer, because they're not Urchim by him. And b'meila, since they're being mishtamish in their eigen aschus in the Chotzer, so now they're taking out from a chotzer shell yachid, shell bayis shell yachid to a chotzer meshutefes. So, first of all, tzarech beer. I don't know if I can fully explain this, but let's try it. Let's mazbe the problems. So, they're saying that the shema reach is without the shema reach, then. That's what makes it mutter lehoitzi from this place to that place. L'chayr were going that they were already mevatel their shus chotzer to him. So memela they were already mevatel their shus chotzer to the bais. The chotzer is now shayach to that. The chotzer is now shayach to him. What's left by them in the chotzer that it looks like they're being mishtamish in the Chatz Meshutefis. Where is there a Chatz Meshutefis once in Mevatel, there's Schia in the Chatz? Just the Aleph Beis. Where do we see over here Chatz Meshutefis? And obviously the problem is, how do you spout this? That they're gone enough that they don't stare him. We don't see the Chatz Meshutefis Lagabi him. Lagabi the Yachid, he was Mevatel. So when he's using it, he doesn't see them. Somehow when they use it, we still see them there enough that now they're being moitzi from a shus of a yachid to the shus of a chatzim shutefis. So the alp is what you see from over here, is that even after the bittel, in the chatzir itself, even after the bittel, they still have epizazchi over here in the chatzir. Somehow the zchi in the chatzir doesn't stare him, but they have epizazchi in the chatzir. So, I want to get back to understanding the first nekuda. What is their schi in the chatzar still that exists after the bittel? Maybe we'll understand a little bit why, how you could split it up also. It's a little hard, but we'll get to that. So the MS is like this. Let me make them hold another nekuda. That we had before a machloikas in the Gemara, this machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, the Gemara Daf Chavav clears why. What's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar? And the Gemara starts off saying that the machlokes between Chachamim and Rav Elazar is by Yafeh, Kamevatel. So Mele is Mevatel when he's Mevatel Chatzera, he's including in that his bias. The Chachamim say is by Rav Mevatel is only Mevatel Chatzera, which Kipshuta means you're generous, you're not generous. How much you want to Mevatel? Okay. The Gemara also makes another clear. That if you say that Bayin Yofim Mevatel, then he's Ein Tzarech Levatel Chol HaChavecha. And if he's Bayin Rom Mevatel, he does it Mevatel Chol HaChavecha. Also, that tefillah is a little bit more interesting, meaning L'chayra, what this also goes into, how much you're generous, you want to give everyone. I mean, if you're walking out of the Chatzar, would you care, L'gabi this, L'gabi that? If it's about how Ki'ilu, how great is his, how much is he including in his bittel? The bittel is he's mislok from the chatzar. This idea that he's mugabe chol echavrechon, how does that exactly tell us a chayis of nine yafa and nine ra? Most of the maskara of the gemara is like that tzad of nine ra and yafa, so we'll stay with that tzad in the gemara. So, like this, the gemara, on chesam adays made another tliya and says that the din of mevatlin chayis of mevatlin. If you go there, you're not mevatel. If you can't be mevatel, mechatzel lechatzer. If we go like Shmuel, you can't be mevatel mechatzel lechatzer. So the din of mevatel mechozer mevatlin would be totally in the laws and the chachamim. According to the chachamim, when you mevatel shus chatzer, you mevatel also shus beisa. He's not ben chatzer zeh. Once he's not ben chatzer zeh, so to go be chozer mevatlin would be considered a bit of mechatzel lechatzer. But according to the chachamim, that he's not mevatel shus beisa. So now he is called Ben Chatzar Zeh, and maybe it wouldn't be a problem, Mevatel Mechozer Mevatel. The Gemara had a middle step over there, questioning that Taliyah. For the purpose of this Chabura, we're going to go with the Maskara, that the Maskara of the Gemara's Ravash is going back to that Taliyah, that it is telling Rav Elazar and the Chacham. But it's Mashman, the Gemara, that this said it was telling the Chacham and Rav Elazar was because of Ein Yafa Ein Ra Mevatel. But if the time of Rav Elazar would not be at Ein Yafa and Ein Ra, maybe there would be no Tliya. That middle step was Mashma. It has to do with the time of Ein Ra or Ein Yafa. B'chayra, if the idea of the Tliya is that if you're in the, if you have a bias in the Chatzir, you're Ben Chatzir Zeh. If you don't have a bias in the Chatzir, you're not Ben Chatzir Zeh. So B'chayra has nothing to do with what the reason of the Chacham and Rav Elazar is. This Ein Yafa Ein Ra. The point is, at the end of the day, you made a bittul on the bias, and according to the other Rambam, you didn't make a bittul on the bias, so you're not Ben Chatzar Zeh. But it's much clear in the Gemara that the tliya between Rav Elazar and Chachamim, whether or not, when you're Mevatel Shus Beisa, if you have a bias left, if that's going to be called you're Ben Chatzar Zeh, it's because you're Mevatel Ein Ra, or because you're Mevatel Ein Ra. That's where you have the tliya. So, what will be the Biar Davar in that? So, I want to be masbir with the kasha we had. Mamash, very interesting. So bumped into this kasha like mamash out of nowhere. Then I saw them. A good chaver of mine, the Sefer Amudei Shlomo, asked this kasha of Naftali Avavitz. He's a very high level Magid Shir today. He's set a row in front of me in Chabura, and very tefreen that he brings down this kasha. This is basically what we're saying. But he brings but I was looking around and I looked in the wrong place and I bumped into this run and we bumped into this kasha. It's a chor bam kasha. That Chadushera, the Rishonim bring on Daf Chavav, the Das of the Ravid. Machlik is between Rashi and the Ravid on Daf Chavav in the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar. The Sheet of Rabbi Lazar that says, in Mevatel, Roshos Chatzeroi, Roshos Beisinami Beitel. And the Gemara says over there that since he was Mevatel, Roshos Beisai, everybody else is allowed to be moitzi from his bias to the chatzar, but he is not allowed to be moitzi from his bias to the chatzar. And the Shaila is, why is he not allowed to be moitzi from his bias to the chatzar? So Rashi says, because it will be considered b'chayzer machzik. Since chayzer machzik, so memela, it's aser. Again, the Rishayim speak out, kipshutai, that it should be that after chazaka will be mutter. Good. The Rishonim then bring the Shita's Arivid that says, no, even after Chazak, it's Asr. It's always Asr for him to be Moitzi from his bias to the Chatzar. Shows why. Zok the Arivid, basically, is that when he's Moitzi from his bias to his Chatzar, the way I say it over is, he's not Nasi Erech Bevesai, meaning, is that when he's being Moitzi from his bias to his Chatzar, so even though he's Mevatel Roshos Beisai, but when he's Moitz, he's not a Reach Beisai, and the Mele, when he's being Mevatel from his Bais to the Chotzer, he's not a Reach, and the Mele, he's still using his Chos in the Chotzer. And the Mele, he's using, what?
The Bais.
He's using, when he's Moitz from his Bais to the Chotzer, it's a Chos that he has Mekorech Beisai in the Chotzer. So, He's being moitzi. That's what you mean. And he's loved after. He's their chotzer. So it's not now. Get to this right. So he's not a reach bevesai. And the meila klapi the etzem dira. He never gave up the dira bevesai. So the meila he's being moitzi from his bais to the chotzer. So the rishonim, the rashi ritva and the ran chadushiran, they argue on this ravid, and they say that it's not mashma the Gemara like him. It's mashma that the ikar machlik between Rabbanon and Rabbanon is good for this. Are you not sorry? Are you not? So it's not mashma like this Ravid. This is the Shitas Ravid that it's always also make a din for him to be moitzi mi beisai to the chotzer, even if he's mevat or shos beisai. So the shayla that I was looking in Chedush Yaran over here on Samach Tes, I ended up looking at Chedush Yaran earlier on Samach Ches Amud Aleph. And the Chedush Yaran over there, Samach Ches Amud Aleph, asks a very fascinating shayla. He asks that when Rava was Mevatel Beisai to the rest of the Bnei Chatzar, and he was afraid that he was going to be Moitzi as Kalim from his bias to the Chatzar, so what he did was he went into the Bais HaPnimi to protect himself from the Isser. But the Gemara's Mavur that he could have waited a few minutes, let them do what they have to do. Mevatel Chos Mevatel. He's not worried about those few minutes. So Frank Duran, if he's not worried about those few minutes, so why doesn't he just Mevatel Beisai also? Just Mevatel Beisai, Lehedya. And if you Mevatel Beisai Lehedya, then they'll be Machzik. They'll be Machzik in the Chotzer when they use it. Once they're Machzik in the Chotzer, and he's not afraid that he's going to be Nichshal during those few minutes, so once they're Machzik in the Chotzer, it's not going to be also for him to go and be Meitzer from his Beis in the Chotzer. So why do you have to go into the Bais HaPnimi and be in seclusion the whole Shabbos? Let him just do this. I was like, frek the Chedush Yara. The emes is that there's a Magen Avraham that mentions this, and he says people don't like the Mevatel Beisam. They don't want it. Why? Because the Mevatel Beisam, people are going to come in and out of your house all day. Which we don't understand that, because the Alef Beis and the whole Bittul is that it's not Hefker. And it's not like Shemitah. You have to like let people come in and out all day. The point is that they have a schia that they can be metaltal in it. Yeah, but let's say you don't want them to come in. That's a steer to the bittel. Why not necessarily steer to the bittel? If they're there and they're moitzi, they have a right to go out and carry their stuff in, whatever. My schia and the bias. But I have to allow people coming in and out all day.
It's a bittel and the shamshus, so then, yeah.
It's a bittel and the schia that I have in the chotzer.
Pash is a bittel and the shamshus, life itself.
What do you mean? So I'm
Lagabi
what? Lagabi Hefker?
Can we make a dasha?
But what am I? Make a dasha is like a whole thing. But he says Klar there that this thing. Okay, but anyway.
He's a girl on the nerds.
Right. So didn't have a Dola Dora in those days. That's a new thing. So the frek the chedushi aran. Why wasn't he just mevatel beisai? So zok the chedushi aran vaisachois from here that if you're mevatel shos beisai, then even if you're mevatel shos beisai, it's also for him to be moitzi kalim from his bais to the chotzer even after they're machzik. Why? Because lo nase erech beveisai. So he says beferish. Basically, the magi on the bottom says, "Oh, the Hainu Kishitas arrived. Move a little, but he's showing him on Daf Chavav. It's very nice." But the Ram himself brought down, argued with him before. So his teretz to this kasha is like the Ravid that he can't be mevatel Rosh Beisai because if he would be mevatel Rosh Beisai, he would end up it would be usher anyway the whole day. Once it's out the whole day, he's afraid, so he has to move into Rosh. He didn't gain anything by mevatel Rosh Beisai. So l'chora to steer in the chedushi aran if he's going with this rive, he's not going with the rive. That was the kasha. So wanted to taina maybe based on goyin yankiv, something from the goyin yankiv. The goyin yankiv is mesupik that he declares like this. He wants to say he has a shayla that when the gemara makes a tliya, like we said before. Are you mevatlin choizim mevatlin or not? It's totally if you're mevatl beisai, you're not mevatl beisai, which is totally in the blaz and the chacham. Put the blaz and mevatl professor rishus beisai, then you're not ben chotzezeh. And the middle, if you're not ben chotzezeh, it's ain mevatlin choizim mevatlin. According to the rabbanon, that you are mevatl, you're not mevatl rishus beisai, so mevatlin choizim mevatlin. So Goyin Yankov wants to know what about according to the chachamim, because the maskan of the gemara is that since the tam of the machlokes is ein yafa ein ra. So what about according to the chachamim? If you're mevatel beisai lehedya, so now you're not anymore ben chotzezeh. You're not anymore. You're not rishus beisai. So over there it would be mutter to mevatel chos mevatel. So he's stark mesupik about this. The Goyin Yankov says maybe the whole reason that when you lose your beisai, it's ein mevatel chos mevatel. It's only when you mevatel beisai mistama like Rabbi Elazar. But if you did it, even if you spoke it out like the chachamim, then maybe it's less, and you're still considered ben chatzazet. Says he's misupik about it. Unless he says mistama, it's not like that. But he definitely has a starker suffik about it. Hecha the bottle lehed yerushus beisad. I mean, b'shul yerushim passing hecha the goli. The ikah, he says, and then he says, the ikah name of Rav Elazar dam avata rishus v'chatzer rishus beis l'bitul stam avata kamasak nafsh. Well, bon adam rishus beis l'bitul. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe it's not like that. There is a svar nevin oizer pung faker. It shouldn't pay. This is a svar nevin oizer pung faker. That when you avata rishus beisai lehedya, it's starker, and you can't be choizer from your bitul. Ayidei haitza. It's only according to Rav Elazar. But according to the chachamim from vatal shus beisai. Obviously, you meant I'm vatal for whatever purpose. Even if he ends up using it, it's not going to be a chazar in the betel. Rav Noizer says a svar faker. But I'm going to go with the Goyin Yankov svara.
You're wrong, like you. You go with the Maariv. I'm
going to answer the problem. Okay. I'm just saying that. What?
Goyin Yankov
svara
feels like
the Maariv. Okay. Here's the subject like this. I don't know how it comes out. Mistaber, okay, because he says Mistaber. So based on that svar of the Goyin Yankov, so we went to Miyash of the steer in the Ran, that when it comes to Rabbi Elazar's sheet on Daf Chavav over there, the Rishonim didn't hold like the Ravid, because when you're mevatel alts Rabbi Elazar's bittel, they hold is a bittel even in Beisai, and he's completely a reach beBeisai. And Mila, he has nothing left in Beisai, and he's going to, it's going to be mutter for him to be mitzi from Beisai. But according to the Chachamim, even when you're mevatel Rosh Hashanah, it's not being magia to the darga of Rabbi Elazar's Bittel. And the Mela, there he's saying, and daf over here, when he's going in Rava, he's going in the Rabbanan, he's just asking Akasha, let him be Hechad the Goli Goli, speak out that he's been Valtar Shas Beisai. Over there, Zakhtaran, here I can hear the Ravid Svara that you're still going to be considered, you have some Shemush in the Bias, and you have some Shemush in the Bias, so Mimela, it would be also to be Moitzi from the Bias to the Chatzar, which would explain, according to that Ran, obviously he would go like that Green Yankiv. That even the bittul of the chachamim is not going to make you not ben chatzar zeh, because you still have the bias over here. And memela, you're not going to be considered not ben chatzar zeh, and the whole gemara is only in Rabbi Elazar's bittul. But lemaisa, what's the biar davar? If it's all totally in, you are ben chatzar zeh, you're not ben chatzar zeh, you have a bias, you don't have a bias, you're mevatel beis, you're not mevatel beis. Like, what's the difference? The chachamim, Rabbi Elazar, or the chachamim? So in this, the chayra is at least I'm going back at the time of Ayin Yafa Ayin Ra. That the word of Ayin Yafa Ayin Ra is not about the kamus of the bittul. It's not the pshat, are you including the bittul, also your bais, you're including the bittul, also the chatzer, how much? It's more about the kiyul, like the echus of the bittul, in the amkus of the bittul. When people are living in a chatzer, every person has a bais, and in the bais, every person has a yachid in their bais, and they share a chatzer. The bira davar is that every person's bias gives them a zechia in the chatzar also. Your zechia in the chatzar comes because that you have a bias in the chatzar. An outside person doesn't have a zechia in the chatzar. He's bechav tzoy reach, whatever, he's coming in, he never has a zechia in the chatzar. The zechia in the chatzar is memela, is a tzoy from this, that you have the deer in the bias, and the zechia that you have in the bias gives one a oifen to be dar in the chatzar also. So when a person comes in the mevatel Rosh Chatzerim, so what are they doing? What are they doing? Yesh loymar, that what they're being mevatel in the chotzer is just the mevatel the shemesh in the chotzer that b'derech klal when you have shutfim in a chotzer, so each one has to misyachis with the other. Everyone has a shemesh over here. And I don't know the run and a shutu whatever. But the point, however, it works exactly. When I'm using mine, I'm coming onto your chalek, or I have a recht to use it. But the idea is that every person they share their zchiyah in the chatzar, and I'm coming on. They're showing him over there in chavav, handle b'pratius exactly how it works. Am I using my chalek? Am I using his chalek? It's a complicated showing him over there. But what in the ravid? Yeah, but the idea is more or less that when I'm mishtamish in the chotzer, I'm mishtamish in the chotzer shal shutzvim, and I'm coming out to everyone's zechir in the chotzer. The mevatel of the chotzer is stepping away from his zechir in the chotzer. Not being makne. There's a stark lashon I saw in Rabbi Eliyahu Levin Sefer. He brings. It's one of those things, like, I never saw it, and then all of a sudden, I saw it, like, three times brought down a different sword, like, in the same time. But I saw Rabbi Levine first. He brings down another saw, this lashon from the Ramban. Imsachim, Imsach? That is, he brings down a Gishmak Shtikl from the Ramban, Imsachim. Shmuel Soroka gave me Rabbi Yagid Sefer on Erev, and he also brings down this Ramban. He probably got it from Rabbi Levine. He knows on his own also. But he brought it down like in a different shtickle. But anyway, the Ramban is talking about his shita, his famous shita in Bittul Chometz. The Bittul Chometz is like a siluk. No, it's not hefker. It's not tashbisu. It's the Ramban's bittul. Whatever. It's a complicated shita. So it's like a siluk daitoy from the chometz, so that the din of the chometz could not be. It becomes not his. So he brings a raya, that's what Lashon Bittul is, and he brings a raya to Chedvan from Bittul of Ervin. His Lashon over there is, V'chein nami Bittul Roshoshi yizkiru le'inyin Erev. Einu mafker beisai shiyeshu ba'acherim, el shu oike daitoi milodar im ha-shotfim b'yoymoi, kidei shiyu heim k'mo shadarm levadam. He's misalik daitoi from the chotzer, v'oifen that their dira could be a dira without him. So, this is not a hefker and this. He's misalik daita from the chotzer that their dira could be a dira by themselves and without him.
It's enough for
chametz. So the the Rabbon on hold like this. The Iker Zach that he's being mevatel is mamish just that when they're being mishtamish, they don't have to be mishtamish with his chelak. They're mishtamish in their own chelak. He's mesalik his shtamshus, the poyol in the chatzar, where he's not coming to be mishtamish b'serish a shutif in the chatzar, and they're not being mishtamish, they don't have to be mishtamish as a shutif with him in the chatzar. So the Ayin Ra of the Chachamim is that he's only mevatel as much as is needed for the halacha, the etzem thing which is sharing. The etzem thing which is sharing is a shtamshus b'shutvis in the chatzar, and he's mevatel where his shimush is not a shimush of shtachvus of a shutvis in the chatzar. So it's Ayin Ra, it's just what that is. He's not thinking, but according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Ayin Yafe, it's not that he's willing to, okay, I'll also move out to my car, I'll also move out to, I'll throw in a lot of things, like, well, why not? I'm in a generous mood right now. So the pshat is that I reached my first dag of Mechir Fomitz this year. I sold someone's private jet. It was like my first, someone came and signed, you know, address of the jet, airport. This is my first. So he's not coming to like, now come to be Mavato. I'll include my bias in the bittul and everything like that. Pshat is that he's going be'amkus into the bittul to say that this, and I'm not a mishtamish in the chotzer, I'm being mevatel my zechia as a ben chotzer to have a zechia in the chotzer. I'm not just being mevatel the shtamish b'poil, I'm going into the siba, into the mechayev, why I have a zechia in the chotzer, and I'm saying that my bias doesn't give me a zechus in the chotzer. I'm not enough of a dar in the chotzer, I'm not enough of a dar in the bias to have a zechus in the chotzer to begin with. So the Ayin Ra'ah is only focused on the Etzem Shter, and the Ayin Yofa is that he's including in his the Siba Mechayev is the Zechia that he has in the Chatzar. The Zechia he has in the Chatzar to have a Zechia he has in Krech is biased to have in the Chatzar. So Mamela, this is what the Gemara says. It's not because when you're Ayin Ra'ah, you're only Mevatel to one guy you're talking to. And if I'm Yofa, I'll include a lot of other people. Pshat is that if I'm directly dealing with the Ishtamshus, so I'm saying, Klapa you, I'm not a Shutif, but maybe Klapa Yaman still a Shutif. But if I'm not a Dor in the Chotzer, then that's a Mamele Chal to everybody. You don't have to deal with everybody. It's not Negea, because I'm not a Dor in the Chotzer to have a Zechia in the Chotzer to begin. So Mamele, the etzem idea of the Rabbanon of Ayin Ra'ah blibes even if the Mevatel beferish. I'm Mevatel also my bias by Ayin Ra'ah. So Pshat is, I'm not a Bepoil gonna have in my Chotzer that, what does it mean I'm not Mevatel by bias? You could also use my bias. What? You could use a bias also. But I'm not out of the bias. Klava wants to get to me. So Mamela, Dr. Shen, in Rabbi Lazar and Daf Chavav, when you're Ayin Yafe, and you're Masalik yourself, Mikoyach, that you have nothing to do with the Chatzar, Mikoyach, your bias is not giving you any more Zechiyah in the Chatzar. So Mamela, you're out of the Chatzar, you're not a Dar in the Chatzar at all, because to get it, take away your Zechiyah in the Chatzar, you have to be out of the Chatzar. And Mamela, you don't have a bias, and when you're using your bias, you're not using it, you're using a Batar Sereach, and you're not going to have an egg and a zach in the bias. Mamela, the Gemara's Toila, you don't have to move out the Cholach of Echa. And Mamela, the Gemara's Toila, also, you're not Ben Chatzar Zeh. You don't have a Zechiyah anymore, Mekoyach your bias in the Chatzar. But if, Ba'ayin Ra'ah Mevatel, so he's only Mevatel, whatever he's discussing this, whatever Negeta that he's discussing, he's not Mishtamish as a Shotif. So he allows them to be Mishtamish in his bias also as a Shotif, but he's also there. He's a Dar in the bias. So Mamela, since Be'etzem being Dar in a bias gives one a Schos to the Chatzar, because Be'etzem a Dar in a bias gives somebody a Schos in the Chatzar. So Mamela, if he's going to be Mishtamish, Zakhtar Ravid, Zakhtar Rishonim, Zakhtar Ran, is that even according to the Chacham, where he's Ba'ayin Ra'ah, if he's mevatel even beisai, he still has a schir in the chotzer. And when he's using his bias, he's going to be using his chotzer. And memela, they'll go like that side of the gan yankev, that he's still considered ben chotzer zeh. Had a shmak adiak, he brings over there. I'm not telling my chaver over there. He brings a shmak adiak to this nakuda. That the Rosh, I don't know if he's managing all this, but this he speaks at. That the Rosh says He wants to know, do we pass the Kerbalaza the Chacham? So he brings from the Maram that we pass in like the Chachamim. I normally pass like Chacham. In Erevin, we don't pass like the Chacham negative Yachid, because Halacha can differ on Mekel Be'erev. So here, Rabbi Lazar is the Mekel, because he's being Vato Rosh's Beisar. So, no, because it comes out from Rabbi Lazar Chumra. Rabbi Lazar is also a Chumra, because Ein Vatan Chosim Ravatan. So, since Rabbi Lazar brings a Chumra, so anyway, he wouldn't be Negev to say that he's the Mekel. So he asked that Rabbi Lazar, this is not a Chumra Kula from Rabbi Lazar Shita, because the Chumra and the Vato Rosh's Beisar also have Mavatan, also have. Could have the din of Mevatel Chozim Ratan. Mevatel Chozim Ratan is not totally Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Mevatel Chozim Ratan is an independent thing. That the Chomos could have it. So why is that a reason to say Rabbi Lazar is Gar Mekel over here and that Shaila Mevatel Chozim Ratan? Klape, when he's Mevatel, or just basically the Chomos could also have it. But if you go like this, it's very geschmack. If the Ram holds like this side, then if I care, even the Chacham when Mevatel is just basically they don't have it. Because you always consider Ben Chatzizeh, and it'll be more geschmack, Muchach, but it'll be more geschmack that Tliya of the Ram. So this is the Nekuda that the Yisoid over here of Machlok Zavaz and the Chachamim. What it means Mevatel Rosh's Beisai and Rosh's Chatzer, even if Mevatel Beferish, what the din is. The one that printed. Printed the wrong thing. So getting back, to the Rashba, we started that the Rashba says that the Rashba says that the reason why, according to the Gemara, when you're not Yirach Bevesai, according to the reason why Chamisha that are not Archim Bevesam, the reason why they're not allowed to be Moitzi from his bias, Rashi says it's out this that you are a Chayza from Bitulai. But the Rashba says it's because. The Rashba says it's because they're going to be mishtamish in their own shechelik of the chatzah. So I want lachora. It's very schwer to say that's true, even according to Rabbi Lazar, because according to Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara called you not ben chatzah zeh. He's not ben chatzah zeh b'chol. So how could you tell me if you're not ben chatzah zeh that when you're being mishtam, even if not a reyach? But how are you? Where's your schi in the chatzah? You're saying you have a schi in the chatzah that you're mishtamish. When you're mishtamish in the chatzah, you're mishtamish in your own chatzah. The Gemara says beferish, the maskana of the Gemara that according to Blazer, you're not ben chatzah zeh when you're mevatel. It's just basic. So mistama, it's not fair to say the whole Rashba going in the Rabbana. The whole this idea is only in the Rabbana, which is sugi is going in the Rabbana. And in the sugi, according to the Rabbana, Zakhtar Ashba, when the hey are mevatel la'echad, then. In order, then the law is like this. Since they're not Archim Bevesai, they're not Archim Etzlai. Since they're not Archim Etzlai, if they will be Moitzi from his bias to the Chotzer, so they're being Mishnamish in their own. So the Shaila we ask is, where are Mishnamish in their own? They're Mevatel Doshos and they have in the Chotzer. So Teretz is that they still have a Shimush in the Chotzer. They weren't Mevatel Doshos Besam to give them a Shimush in the Chotzer, they're Mevatel the Etzim Shimush. That they made it, they showed it like a bittul in the chotzer, that he is allowed to mishtamish in the chotzer, doesn't have to reckon with them. So maybe there's mevatel reshusay in the chotzer, but they still have a schi in the chotzer. So when they still have a schi in the chotzer, the shayla that needs. Okay, so maybe let's move on. Why, according to the rabbanon, that the ayin ro mevatel, so he's only mevatel. They were only mevatel. There's chus shimish in the chotzer. So memela they still have epis in the chotzer. So, what's interesting, so you have to figure out. So this chus that they have, Gufad, still doesn't shter. So somehow the idea is, in the Bittul, is that he's allowed to be mishtamish. He's allowed to be mishtamish as a yachid, as a sole person here in the chatzah. Because klapi him, their chel doesn't shter him. They were mevato, there's chus shimush, b'oifen, that it doesn't shter him. There's klapi him, he doesn't have to see that there's anybody here. But when they're coming to use it, you don't say that they're using a b'taris outsider. because their bias is still in the chotzer enough that their bias gives them some sort of zechiyah in the chotzer. The grad is saying that they're not using it to shterim. But when they are using it for themselves, they're using their eigen aschus. Memele, even if they're coming out from his bias, but the shimush that they're having in the etzem chotzer is a shimush that they're having is karech their own shimush. And memele, I think it's very geshmak in that lashon of the Ramban, that the whole idea is that they're not dar imoy. They're not dar imoy b'chotzer, to shter him. But what they have in the chotzer, they still have. They never gave that up completely. And memele, they are not nasa archim. Comes out from these rishonim that the shemay reach is needed to shtelavek the etzem shimush in the chotzer. The shemay reach is needed to shtelavek the etzem how you're being mishtamish in the chotzer. You're mishtamish in the chotzer b'teras reach and not b'teras your egen eschus. So there's a shinu between Rashi and the Rishon. Rashi holds that apparently Rashi holds that even the rabbanon that once you did bittul, you didn't hold on to your schi in the chotzer b'chlal. Some of the pshat has to do with this. The Rashi holds that bittul has to do with erev. And bittul means whatever schi I have in the chotzer, I already gave to them. So I'm already part of, they have everything that I have, and I'm being mishtamish b'teras arech kimat automatically. But you don't have to, the shem arech is not the point. Everything in the chotzer is there. Is mitzad the ma'arvim in the chotzer. The Rishonim are saying that you're only mevatel your schus shtimush b'poil, to not to shter. Memela, if you wouldn't have a shemay reach, side by Yochin, side by the rabbim, the shemay reach is giving him the etzem schia, the etzem rishus to be mishtamish. The Rebbein Yonah's son is just the marmokum and the Rebbein Yonah's son. I don't have time to really figure out exactly how he's going. But Rebbein Yonah's son, the olam shter is shreitzach on the Rebbein Yonah's son. The Rebbein Yonah's son in the Mishnah says that the reason why he's not allowed to be moitzi mi beisai is because he gives two reasons, Shay Solo Asu Abla, and it's not Nasi Reach, it's in Darako Leo, it's a Reach Bevesoi, something like that. And Magen Avraham even brings that Tom. Beis Meir doesn't understand the Rebbein Yonah's son, he asks, why is Magen Avraham bringing this Tom? But the Prisha says, the Masber, Rebbein Yonah's son, is that when he's Mevatel, in the Rabbanon, when he's Mevatel, so, to be moitzi from his bias, avada their osur meikra adin. But what given atzad that he's gor not osur meikra adin, he's better than them. We can say that he's better than them, because he zok the prisha. They are balbatim in the chotzer. They're balbatim in the chotzer, and he's a balbas in the bias. So they're being moitzi from his bias in the chotzer. But he already stole himself a vek. He already stole himself a vek as everything to do in the chotzer is b'teras reach. So, whenever the chefts of his shimush in the chotzer is b'teir se'reach, memela, even when he's being moitzer from his bais into the chotzer, he's really using their schus in the chotzer. He gave up everything he has in the chotzer. Yeah, but his so? No, but he's a kufoy reach in his bais, klapi that.
His bais?
Yeah. That's why when he, the way the Prisha says it is, the havamin was because he's a reach b'chotzer. K'mash when the Rabbi Yonason's, if that was him, why was Rabbi Yonason saying, but he's not a reach b'chotzer. That wasn't the havamin. He is a reach b'chotzer. But the chiddush is, a reach b'chotzer would have stelled the vek how he's b'vesai. He's b'vesai b'teres a reach to them also.
It's koshkin that he's also.
Yeah, koshkin.
Maybe this is far as pasha.
I don't know.
He speaks out. Koshkin, it's more chomer. It's more chomer. But he speaks out. The Prisha says, this is Rabbi Yonason, that Rabbi Yonason's being mechadish over here, that the way he's mishtamish in the chotzer is different than their shimish in the chotzer. So Shaila is how this fits in with everything we said, but it's a good marmokim to take a look at the Prisha. Okay.